I need her.
Hold on, I gotta try to get my views up from my. I'm going live on the actual page because I'm still blocked on the Nene and Knight on my Nene Land page. Facebook don't like me, they don't love me, and not at all. So I gotta share this video. Mika, go share the video from this the one. See what we can get going on here, cause this ain't Facebook is stupid.
I need to make you a new beat. Hmm? Need to make you a new beat for 2018.
I'm like candy.
I do need a new one. I'm ready for it, you know?
It'll be free.
I'm ready for the beef. Let's get it. Why can't I listen, I can't get out of this. I don't know what I'm doing no more. Get me out of here. What am I doing? Stop. I'm talking about I don't know what I'm doing on my you know what? This ain't life. I don't know what I'm doing on this tablet. Get me out of here. Okay. Okay, back. What is going on?
That's how I'm
gonna
start doing it.
Mister, can you share the video for me? Because this is my tablet's acting real shady right now.
What
do
you take? You once a week with blanket?
Nene?
What?
Did he tell you once a week like
that? Nah, he didn't done it every time I done been because something's wrong with him. I'm trying to share this video and I can't do it. Is it locked on her?
Yeah, this week they have to get it twerking.
Oh, wait.
See what I'm talking about? How I get this Facebook stuff to work right. I don't know how to work a tablet no more. This is petty. I'm really out of whack when it comes to Google stuff. I done had this iPhone so long that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I need to go. Mika, did you share it?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Okay, because I'm having the world's most issues right now. Like, the world's most issues. Let's see if I can get this Facebook to work for me. Damn, let's see if this is going to go for something. Okay, let's see if I can get it to work now. Bam, we winning. We back in action. Because it's... Okay, here we go. Bam, here we go. Let's see if I can share this. Right, let's see if I can get this going. Where'd you share it at? Because I don't want to share it in the same spot. I'm trying to get this cracking on my... Get this cracking because... This is only my second time going live on my page. I think I got enough followers up. There we go. Do me a favor, y'all. Make sure y'all share this video, okay? Share the video for me, because we about to get this cracking. We about to talk about some things. Share the video for me. Share it. Share it some more. Like it, share it, and share it. Yeah, we on.
We on.
I'm just sharing a video, you feel me? Because I gotta get this up. I gotta get my views up on this page right here. Because, you feel me, I ain't never been live. I really ain't never really been live from my actual Nene and Knight page. But we're going to start doing some new things this year.
My fault, baby.
We gonna share it, like it, share it, like it, share it, like it, and share it.
Share it, like it.
Share it, like it, share it, like it, share it, like it, and share it.
Copy, paste. You know what to do. What's happening? Good evening, happy holidays. Hey, baby, happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Y'all know I say you in the New Year and stuff.
Hey, we've been getting it in at the gym. My partner right here. We getting beast body ready. You heard me?
Getting it in.
Shout out to Peak Top Fitness.
Do me a favor, y'all, though. While y'all watching, while y'all waiting for me to get started, because we're going to talk about some things, share the video.
Sure. It's gonna be spicy tonight.
Sharing is caring, and that's what friends are for. I got a couple of topics, you feel me?
Uh-oh.
I only put the cheating out there. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, too.
And I'm ready tonight. Yeah, I just got some new ammunition earlier for the night.
Did you?
Man.
Did you?
These hoes ain't loyal.
Y'all ready to talk about cheating? Are y'all ready to talk about this cheating thing? Because, Aaron, listen, I'm starting to think cheating's becoming it's being universal, but...
It's always been
Getting out of control.
Is it out of control?
It's getting out of control. Cheating is getting way out of hand now. So y'all ready to talk about some cheating?
Let's talk about that shit. I'm ready.
I love you too, Mo. I love you too, baby. All right, Mickey, you can go ahead and play the music. You can go ahead and play it. We can be ready. Go ahead and play it.
Let's get it.
You know, I got to play my song first before we get started.
Welcome to Mimi at Night, where sex is no longer a dirty word. Where I plan to
educate you, stimulate you. Never been before. Oh boy.
Welcome to my world.
Oh well.
Welcome to the first episode of Nene at Night in the new year.
2018, baby.
Y'all excited? Y'all miss me? I missed y'all. I did. But I took off last week. You feel me? Had to get the new year together. But I missed y'all.
She's down to ATL dropping it like it's hot shit. Left big boy down here in the KY, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I went to Atlanta and showed out just a little bit. My bad, you feel me? I had to do what I had to do. I had a little ball. But, so, tonight. We talking about cheating.
Cheating.
We're going to talk about why people cheat. And what forms of cheating are. Because... a lot of people seem to think that they don't be cheating, and they really be cheating.
They be cheating.
And, so we're going to talk about that. So,
hey, break down the different forms of cheating for them. Just give them examples.
The different forms of cheating. Let's be realistic.
Clarify for them.
The different forms of cheating is, I say cheating is anything that you wouldn't do in front of your partner. If you got to sneak around and do it, you wrong. You cheating. You cheating. So, say... oh, people be like, I was just texting him or her. What would you texting them about? If you can't send them text messages to your mate and your mate can't see your text messages, you're cheating. And you know you're cheating. Don't try to justify it because you didn't touch him. Because this is what I always say. If you just texting, you might as well have just fucked them because your mate's going to get mad the same way.
What you thought?
Either way it goes, equal opportunity madness. They gonna get mad at you regardless.
Ladies.
What you got to say to the ladies?
You understand me? Y'all say what y'all say. Y'all feel like we slow, we this, we that, we woke. But let's be real about it, shit. Especially here, Louisville small. Yeah, you dig?
Yeah, it is.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit's like a recycled aluminum can. Like Pac said, it gets around. You understand what I'm saying?
Social media
is a beast.
Listen. Here's the thing. Let me tell you. Let's start.
That changed the game. You know, it's a game changer.
Let's start with this.
Shit.
Okay. Let's just be real. We gonna go with the all time favorite topic. Everybody likes to talk about sad chicks. Okay. They love sad chicks. They love dogging sad chicks. I don't know. Sad dudes get away with everything. I don't know why sad dudes ain't getting clowned. You feel me? That's the nice guy from Morales. My bad. He is. But, okay, so listen. Let's be realistic. I think somewhere along the lines, sad chicks you side chicks used to play a role. So somewhere along the line, side chicks forgot to play their role, that they're not a main chick. They won't be a main chick. All you are is a side chick. All you are is a piece of meat to this person. I mean, he might tell you he got feelings for you, but if that was the case, let's be realistic. If he cared about you like he say he did, blah, 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 then why ain't he with you?
Same go for you, ladies.
Why ain't he with you?
I mean, we talking about the ladies.
Like, yeah, we talking about the ladies. My fault. But he would be with you if it came down to that. But y'all, see, y'all started getting out of hand.
Hey, man, them side dudes, they get beside themselves sometimes, too.
Listen, I ain't never had a sad dude. But side dudes are starting to act like females. It's out of control. Side dudes get in their feelings a lot, too. Listen, y'all got to stop. If you on the side, you can't get in your feelings. Because your feelings don't matter. Basically, it's fuck your feelings. Because you're a side person. You signed up for this side person. You signed up to be somebody else, you feel me? And I'm not condoning nothing. Because you're going to do what you do regardless.
Grown folks.
But somewhere along the lines, people forget what a side was. You on the side, you're not in the front.
Hey, so
you gotta be. You ain't to be seen or heard.
So like this, check us out. So look,
they are
sad females and sad niggas are both bitches.
They call it like so. Check this out. When you go place your food order, right,
mm-hmm.
and you go get your meal comes with what?
Sad
items. But your main course is what? Your meal.
Yeah.
Then you got the side items.
Yep.
You know, so they call them side items for a reason because right. They on the side.
They on the side. They ain't the main part. Yeah, that's not what you really came for.
They ain't the main feature.
You know, but this is what you really want. This is what you really got.
In movies and superheroes got side what?
Side kicks.
Because they on the what?
Dame is important.
Listen, she's the hostess. I'm a co-host. I'm the side host. You dig what I'm saying? I'm here, but it's Nene at night. She's important. Hey, but on fire with this, I play my position. I'm happy to be the side man with this right here doing what we do because we do it well. You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the thing. See, when side chicks used to play their position well, side dudes actually used to play their positions well. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, social media didn't put it to where here's the thing.
Is that Ryan Peake on here?
Yeah.
Peake Fitness. Peak top fitness,
you know
what's
what? And size dudes could come on the main play, but but at the same time, and let's not get it twisted. Some sides get treated what they call like the main, but if he ain't leaving the main, then you still a side, and it still don't matter. And I think I honestly think that this is the reason. I'm gonna be real. I think this is why so many people cheating is why so many women and men have accepted the poly relationships. Because it's like, why let him cheat when he can just have two of us together and he ain't got to cheat on me and we can just do this as a one big happy family?
I mean, you know what, though? Real talk. Now, I'm just speaking on our perspective of things. As a male mm-hmm. counterpart, as a man, some women do their thing. Like I said, man, I feel like a cat don't know or somebody don't know. We know. Just because we don't say something don't mean we don't know. But ask yourself this, and this comprehend this. I'm going to give you some of this free game.
Come on, give them free game. Free game. Come on.
While you out doing you and in a rush to go do what you doing with who you doing it with, what y'all think we doing? Playing PlayStation, Xbox, twirling our thumbs?
Some of them are.
I'm talking about this. If you smack my hand, I'ma crack your knuckles. That's my kind. I'm a Gemini though. I'm a Gemini. So I'm saying.
I mean, here's my other thing. Okay, when it comes to this whole cheating craze, listen. I think that honestly, I feel like why cheat when you can just leave.
Hey, man, you know what?
Because after you communicate, if something still ain't fixed, just leave. I mean,
had the same conversation.
Clearly somebody doesn't want to fix it because, like I tell people all the time, I cheated one time in my life, one time. And what happened was he was like, he figured it out. I was like, did you cheat on me or something? And at first I was like, nah. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, I did. I cheated. I did. So the solution to this is I'm going to do it again. So let's break up because I don't want to cheat on you like that. I just rather do it and be free to do what I'm going to do. So let's end this relationship. And you know, it was the best thing I could have done at the time for the relationship because I had fun. I went to go do it again and again. I knew I was going to do it again.
Do it.
I was only 19 at the time. And I was just like.
You were real with it. You knew, though.
Yeah, I knew. And I was like,
you spurred him.
I hurt his feelings still.
But you still spurred him.
I did spur. I spurred him the cheating part. I spurred him the me running around with, you know what I'm saying? Because this dude, you know what I'm saying? I was always intrigued. And once I got it, I was like, oh, that's what I was missing. I'm going to go back to you again. I'm coming back. And I was like, ain't no point of being in a relationship. Why? Listen, it's sneaking around. I can't text. It's tiring, man. I just do what I want to do.
I said, if I ever got free again, it's a wrap. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no hoes barred, no commitment. Listen, man, anytime I never did what I did, and I always told cats before I got married, look, man, this ain't no love thing. This is, you dig, for exchange ain't no robbery. I don't want no relationship. This is what I want. This is what we going to do. Can you handle that? Oh, it's game now, baby. This is the truth. I'm giving you the truth. This ain't, listen, I ain't trying to this and trying to that.
That's the easiest way, like, the thing is, like, I don't understand why people... Okay, I'm just going to use women example because I'm a woman and I understand women more. Okay, sometimes I understand my counterparts. I don't always understand them. But, okay, so let's use women who get cheated on. She goes to him with it. She yells, she screams, she cries. She stays. Okay, so once you stay, that situation, because when you keep bringing up the past... It just damages the situation further.
But sometimes the past repeats.
But it does. But if you're gonna forgive that first time and keep it pushing, okay? He does it again. If you're gonna do it again, forgive him and keep it pushing. Listen, he gonna keep doing this. Eventually, you either need to leave or you just. I feel like you either leave or you shut up. If you're gonna keep accepting him and keep letting him do it, then ain't no point of going back and forth. Same for men. Like, it's no point. You just shut up and sit down and wait for him to come home from cheating because clearly you don't care because clearly you keep accepting him back and clearly he hasn't changed. So just shut up and keep it moving. That's just how I feel because listen, after the first time you cheat on me, when I get in a relationship, I've been single forever. When you cheat on me the first time, you got to go. Because you're not gonna be able to give me no 15 excuses as why you cheated on me. And you know what? And that's the thing. Somebody said cheaters will cheat no matter how full they are at home. Some people are never satisfied.
Not true.
But some people they have it all at home. Some people have it all. She's cooking. She's cleaning. She's having sex with them on a regular. She's pulling her weight with them. You know what I'm saying? She's helping them pay bills. She's doing all this, taking care of the kids and doing all this. And you still get cheated on.
See, I'm saying.
It could be a one-time thing. It could be.
It's on the strength. I was entertaining a female in a relationship, and I left the shit obvious. No password on my phone, none of this shit. Just to make sure she knew I was doing this shit.
See, here's the thing. Listen, if you watching this video happen, if we get together and you cheat on me, it's a no-go. You got to go. Listen, because here's the thing.
The head like you be showing, I wouldn't.
Any man I get is going to be taken care of fully.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I've taken enough time off in the game to work on myself. So why would you cheat on me? And he would come up with any excuse in the world. Oh, you went to work and I was bored type shit. Like, no, like, people come up with dumb excuses to cheat. If you're a nympho and you get with me, you ain't got to cheat. We can be nympho together. If you need to come up here on my lunch break, don't nobody work with me, tell people that. But if you come up on my lunch break or something, then we can do this. But if you're a nympho, you need to go get help. Nympho, listen, a nympho is really, you need help. If you're a nympho, go get help.
All day,
you're
still going to the bathroom,
he can do that.
Start like
that. Yeah, you know, there are issues when people do need help. Unloyal mates have generally showed who they are prior to that. The problem is people ignore. And you know what? I think a lot of times people do ignore the signs when it comes to cheating. And people be like, I never would have thought that. No, you never paid attention. Listen, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest things, we're going to start. One of the biggest things when it comes to cheating is communication. There is usually a lack of communication somewhere. And a lot of people, if you ask most cheaters, a lot of cheaters communicate, and they're not. Are they thinking they're communicating right, and it's not coming across right, or the person's not listening? Communication is everything in a relationship, and a lot of times that's where people fail at.
Trust is a big thing. But check this out though. Once you fuck that trust up,
It's hard to get it back.
It's hard to get it back.
I don't care what nobody say. Repeating
the same type of tendencies, it really fucks shit up. Excuse me my terminology, but it really messes things up.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does.
Like I said, man.
And see, here's the thing. People feel like, here's one of the biggest things. If you are with someone and they do cheat and you think you can get over, and you're trying to get over and you really can't, it is okay to go seek help. Stop being scared to go talk to somebody, because if you don't, y'all basically digging the relationship in a deeper hole. If you can't get off, you're going to keep bringing it up, keep throwing it in somebody's face. This is anything that goes wrong in relationships, anything, not just cheating. Go talk to somebody, because eventually people get tired of that back and forth, and don't nobody want to keep doing that.
Where they fall short at is this, though. They both have to be in that place where they both going to be willing to be honest and open enough, because if it's still one-sided and the other party is still lying and shit, even with that help, it still ain't going to work, and it still ain't going to help. No, it's going to hurt more than anything. You know what I'm saying? What she said, communication is the key. But I'm saying this, man. Contrary to belief, ladies, listen, man. 24/7, 365, a man is out here fighting this world. You know what I'm saying? Ready to be, to take her home, kids, wife, life, all that good shit. Why does he want to? It goes back to mouthpiece. It goes back to, why do I want to come home and fight? Why should I have to come home and fight, too? You know what I'm saying? If your man is doing what he's supposed to do and he's holding you down and you don't want for shit, man, you praise him. Same, vice versa, fellas. If your queen is doing whatever she's supposed to do, and she's 100% out, because it's some fucked up cats out here too. That damage some good women.
If you notice, honestly, it is true. A lot of times, women and men do cheat for different reasons. Men cheat because a lot of times they either missing something or they just seen a nice fat ass and they wanted it. I mean, not obviously. I ain't gonna give all men that much credit. Some men just like it. They see it. Women cheat. When women cheat, they liked him. And they wanted him. Men are emotional, but women act on emotions a lot more often than not. And if a woman's cheating, a lot of times she didn't fall into this man's arms. She didn't have an issue. She didn't talk to him. But they say a shoulder to cry on comes a dick to ride on. It happens.
Me and my brother had this same conversation with you talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? It was similar. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it start off innocent. But with that cat, he know, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this.
It's the same thing when it comes to men and women, because a lot of times men don't pay attention. And this, listen, okay, a lot of people are having to weigh out codependency with self-worth. He's cheating, but I can't pay all these bills alone. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Ladies, fellas, anybody, it's okay to be codependent. But at all times in any situation, make sure that you can be independent as possible. Do not get stuck in a situation because you ain't got the money. Don't get stuck in a situation because you can't afford to live on your own. Are you scared to listen? Do not get stuck that way. Because I pride myself, independent women. I know I can be independent. I can live on my own. So when you come, you're added bonus. And we can do this together. But if something happens, I know that I can go back on my own. We should all be able to stand on our own 2 feet. We all need to know that, because that is a reason why a lot of people do get stuck. And that ain't no fun. Don't get stuck in something because you can't survive. And don't live above your means just because you got a partner. Make sure that when y'all doing this together, that if something happens to where somebody has to leave, you can do it by yourself too. Because it's a lot. It's a lot of that going on. That's too much. What about the women who claim that the guy is too nice? Listen. Let me tell y'all, ladies. Okay, hold on. I'm going to be realistic. There's a fine line between, there is a such thing as some people being too nice. Ladies, like, I don't care what nobody say, give a little bit of aggression. You ain't got to be mean. Don't listen, because I like nice guys. But I also need him to know how to be nice, and need him to be able to smack me on my ass. Is what they say when I'm walking through the door. I also need him to be a person that's gonna stand on his own, that's gonna stand on his own 2 feet and be like, "Who you talking to? You ain't got to talk to me." Like, I need a man, a manly man who's nice. I don't want no guy who's just, "Oh yeah, do whatever. Go ahead, whatever. It's whatever. Hey, it's whatever.
Now I'm gonna say this: a lot of women say they want that type of man, and then when he not play that role, but when he takes that position, they feel like They don't want to be weak in front of their other little friends, in front of nobody else's ass. But here go the thing,
it
though, ladies.
Me on, my friends, I got to go. Listen, y'all.
But here go the thing, though. Hey, pay attention to that chick. Pay attention to that chick that you're around, and she ain't got half the shit you got. She's a side chick. She ain't in the, even, y'all ain't even in the same lane. But y'all quick to listen to that. I worry about what they think. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I know a guy who's extremely nice, and I have to
tell
him. With me,
don't tell him about it.
Not
you.
Listen, but me and him are friends, and I oftentimes have to tell him, he let women do whatever they want to him, and I have to tell him all the time, don't make me smack a bitch for you. Excuse my language. Because I'm going to smack one because they're taking advantage of you and you letting them, but I'm going to smack them because they know they're taking advantage of you. But he's too nice, and he lets these women basically get away with anything they want to do. Mm. Listen. Women have mouths. We do. Yeah. We do have a mouth.
And they got that neck.
We have necks. We have mouths. We have a lot of stuff going on. It's okay to be nice to me. Trust me, be nice to me because, you know, I'm a nice person. We can be nice together. And at the same time, don't be a pushover to anyone. I don't care. In any situation, don't be a pushover. Don't let nobody get over on you because the world will take advantage of a pushover in a heartbeat. It's dead wrong. But they will do it. So just make sure you can stand your ground. Don't let nobody tell you anything. And even there's a too nice girl out there waiting for that too nice guy. But see, what happened was that too nice girl didn't look like what that too nice guy wanted her to look like. And so they missed each other.
Check this out, though.
And it didn't happen, too.
Now, I'm going to say this. Ladies, look, man.
What you going to tell them?
Y'all do whatever it takes to get that cat, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all talk about how y'all want that cat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
401k. Mm-hmm. All that, you dig? The benefits and mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And dependable and
okay.
You ain't got to worry about shit. Then you get that cat.
Right.
And then y'all fuck him over. You know what I'm saying? But
who's out here messing them up? What happened?
Man, they tripping. But look, check this out, though. Everything you did to get that cat, you forgot about. And you stopped doing that. So what you think he going to do? You think he going to sit around
there? What y'all think she going to do?
We already know what she doing.
I'm saying when that happens, when y'all forget what y'all did to get her, y'all stop doing
that
stuff.
Out, though.
Y'all set the bar. Like,
because with that, it goes back to the nigga being too nice. Because if the nigga do it too long, he's too nice.
So check this out, ho. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay, give me an example.
So you got this, it's real, you dig, aggressive motherfucker. Real G-like type, you know what I'm saying? So he falls back for a minute.
Okay.
Stop being overly aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's a real nice guy like Demetrius was saying. You get to, you know what I'm saying, you dig flowers just for the hell of it. You get to being real nice. And then as the nicer you get, then she start trying to, hey, hold up, wait a minute. God damn it, I'm still him. Now, you asked me to fall back and stop being so aggressive. I did, but now you're trying to treat me like Willie Lump Lump. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to...
Because if he gets you flowers, that's just sweet.
But I'm saying, I'm just saying, that's just an example. So that's what I'm saying, though.
Okay, I'm listening.
Look, if you got a motherfucking man that's making sure he don't miss a holiday, birthday, no nothing.
Okay.
You did? Ain't no mother. First off, let's get this idea of a perfect mate out of your motherfucking heads. Because ain't no such thing as a perfect
right.
mate.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing is called relationship. You know what I'm saying? Let's take the key word out of relationship. Just two key words made into one compound word. It's called relation and ship. You know what I'm saying? What does a ship do in water? It goes, when the waves, sometimes it hit currents and waves. So sometimes the shit does like this. Sometimes it's smooth sailing. You know what I'm saying? That's the ship of it.
Right.
Now, relation means relating to one another. You know what I'm saying? So we're saying relationship. So I'm saying you got to relate, you know what I'm saying? First off, life ain't like the Cosby Show. We already know what Bill Cosby's really like, you dig? Oh, my God. But life ain't like the Cosby Show, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all Jell-O pudding pops and smiling kids and happy, you know what I'm saying?
You
shit
right.
happens,
you
know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Shit gets fucked up out here, you know what I'm saying?
You're right, it does.
Damn, I guess it goes back really to, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to pay attention to one another. Fuck it, this is what caused cheating, the lack thereof.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Participation, dedication, motivation, all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? It takes work, man. This shit takes work. Like anything else, this shit takes work, man.
And I think nowadays, I ain't gonna say, I think a lot of times the reason why cheating happens because a lot of people get into relationships, they actually don't even know that person they're dating, for one. A lot of people jump in relationships really fast.
Oh, they get misguided and misleading.
And then they wonder why things went wrong. Did you even know his middle name? Do you know? Did you know, like... I'm saying, but even then, I mean, like, it's simple stuff. Did you know his birthday? Like, you met him 2 days ago. Like, y'all go together? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just little stuff, and I think people rush into things way too quick because I feel like we don't get to know each other, for one. Some people just cheat because they can cheat because it's right there. I think somebody put that on. I've made a status asking why do people cheat. Some people say because they can't write. Some people just cheat because they can. Some people just cheat because they want to, because it's simply there and they just want to do that. That's the person who doesn't need a mate. Or they need to live in a poly relationship. And even in a poly relationship, guess what's going to happen? He's going to cheat on both of them. They're going to both be mad. So some people just cheat just because they want to, which I think is bogus. And here, when it comes to cheating, here's one of my biggest things. If someone is cheating on you, because this is how I feel. There wouldn't be a side chick if the main chick just stepped away and quit being the main chick. I know it's hard, but quit letting these people dog y'all. Our guys, quit getting dogged by these people. If these people are not appreciating you, love, listen, love don't hurt like that. Love ain't supposed to hurt that bad. If these people going to keep on doing you like this and you keep letting them, of course they're going to do it. People only do what you allow them to do to you. And I know it's hard to walk away and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm not made like that. I'm being realistic. It's easy to walk away because once I turn on that switch, like, I'm so glad that I... People tell me I'm a little heartless. Listen, I'll take it right about now. You feel me? I love, but I... Huh?
Must be somewhere close to a Capricorn or Leo or something.
No, I'm a Pisces. I love hard, but when I'm not... When I fall out, I fall out of love hard. I fall out of love like that, bam. You feel me? If I say I'm done, it's over. It's a wrap. Don't let me get tired, because I pay attention to things real soon because I have older sibling. I have older cousins and stuff, so I got to see a lot of stuff ahead of me. But listen, if I get with you and you cheat on me, I'm gonna punch you in your throat and then you gotta go.
Punch your throat.
We're not gonna do it. We're not gonna talk. We're not gonna do it. Ain't no excuses. Ain't none of that. I don't want to hear it. Why you know? No, 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 no. It's not happening.
Hey, my biggest pet peeve is I hate when a motherfucker lie to me. You feel me? I mean, if you got lied to me about the smallest things, I don't motherfucking need you. I don't need you.
It's horrible when people lie.
And I'm like, shit, there go the door. That's, hey, man, if 2018, shit, that's what I'm really off of. Hey, man, I've been working on a better me, physically, emotionally, financially, all that shit. And I'm saying, I got my own motherfucking baggage to carry. I don't need yours, too. Shit, you dig? I go the door. Feel me on that.
Hey, listen, lying is one of... Just listen, honestly, I'm going to be right. I used to be a liar. I lied because I could.
You're Pisces.
But hold on, I lied because I could, because don't ask me no questions that you don't want no answer to, for real, because I don't want to hurt your feelings at the same time. And I was single. I didn't lie to my man. I lied to people who didn't matter to me. It wasn't my man. No, I ain't got no reason to lie to my man. I lied to people who didn't matter to me. I was horrible. I was horrible.
You're Pisces, then. You lied to your man.
No, I ain't no reason to lie to my man. For what? Well, no, but you feel me? But it's like, I realize now I'm just, I was trying to spare people's feelings because they liked me, but they'd be like, oh, am I the only one you talk to? Yeah. And I'd be thinking, no. You're not even like the main guy I talk to. You don't realize we don't hang together. Like, you're like number five on the list. Like, I used to be like that. Don't judge me. I used to be, I was horrible.
I told you how I was. I had seven.
Now you asking me and I talk to somebody else, I'm telling you, because I ain't got time for that. I'm telling you exactly what it is, how it is. Don't ask me no question you don't want the answer to, because it's coming out straight. It's coming out straight shot.
Man, hey, your small white lies turn to big, dark gray and black and blue lies.
If somebody tell you a small lie, they're going to lie to you even more. It's going to come, because if they tell you that, you feel me, they looked at the thermometer and it said 15 degrees and it was really 30. Like, ain't no point in lying like that. They gonna lie some more.
You know it's blue.
They gonna lie some more. So, you feel me? Cheating, this is how I feel about cheating. I'm gonna say, cheating's stressful. It takes too much time. Not unless you got a hell of a mate who just don't care. It takes too much time to be like, meet me here. Don't call me this time. Don't call me. You feel me? You got to lock your phone, hide your phone, sleep with your phone under your pillow, keep your phone turned over so people can't see nothing's going on. It's stressful. Just be single. Well, I understand everybody want love, but clearly you don't want that kind of love because you out here doing what you're doing. Just be single. Monogamy is a thing. If you can't be monogamous, don't be in a relationship.
Hey, man, and the crazy part is, it's a lot of crazy shit going on out here with this cheating. If y'all be paying attention to the social media, everybody don't play that shit.
What, that cheating stuff?
Yeah, man. Some people, especially these chicks.
Everybody getting exposed.
The chicks be bad, boys. Chicks is scrapping.
And hey. Listen, this is the one thing. Let me tell y'all something. Ladies, I'm going to tell y'all this. Do not keep fighting over these dudes. Listen, because at a certain point of age, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. I'm 30. It's not even a secret. I ain't never had to put my hands on nobody. I ain't never been in a fight, okay? Because here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you don't hit me, I'm not about to hit you. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I don't know when words start hurting people so bad.
I ain't fighting over no pussy. It's not even worth it. You can have her.
The man that really wants you ain't going to have you out here fighting nobody over him. That might be the one crazy chick who just won't let go. It might be. But I'm still not fighting her over him either. Listen, girl, if he wanted you... He would be with you. If you can take him, tell him to get out of my house and quit. You feel me? I ain't got time.
Hey, if she's supposed to be mad, is she fucking with you? She wasn't mad in the first place. And what you think she's going to do to you?
That fighting stuff is played out. I'm telling y'all, fighting is played out. Listen, it's not on point. Because you're going to be fighting for your mate for a long time. You're going to have to fight a lot of people. If you out here fighting over some dick or pussy, you got a problem. Yeah. Listen, it might not be a bigger dick out there like that one. I don't know. It is out there. You might have to find it. Might not be exactly the same. It might be curved. It might be straight. But it's another one out there you can jump on. If that's what you need. It's another one out there for you. You ain't got to fight over no... None of that. And there's a lot of fellas. There's a lot of pussy out there.
Is it?
We outnumber y'all. It's a lot of that out there. So you ain't got to fight nobody.
Listen, fellas. Let's not mistake quantity for quality. We need quality.
Hold on. It's the question. Hold on. Okay. What if you're not in a relationship? Y'all just saying, doing, y'all having fun. But the guy sneaks and goes through your phone. At the end of the day, I do trip because I'm single. I'm single. Person has nothing to have. But hold on. So hold on. He went through your phone and he has no right to go through your phone at all. You're single for one. For two, why is he trying to go? Here's my thing. This is my thing about this, and people might hate it, whatever. Okay, there's levels to when it comes to getting in a relationship. When you first meet somebody and y'all start getting to know each other, don't expect that person to just completely wipe out everybody because you just met them yesterday. You don't even really know the person. Now, when y'all establish that, hey, let's go through. I call it the talking phase, dating phase, whatever you want to call it. That's when other people drop off and you're doing a pre-relationship thing. See if we want to really be in a relationship with each other. See if we can do this. And it's just going to be us. When y'all establish that, it's something. You feel me? Then the relationship part. But if y'all talk about it and y'all just friends, y'all just messing with each other, we just cool, and I'm single, you're single, and you can do, ain't no reason that he should have been going through your phone. No, you was not tripping. He shouldn't have been going through your phone because, listen, when you single, you do as single people do. And if you don't want me to be single, then I need you to take the necessary steps to make sure that I'm not single anymore. And sit in, shut up, and handle this single ass. Deal with what I give you. You feel me? Same thing all around the board. But at the same time, just because I'm single don't mean I don't respect you. I'm still going to respect you. You feel me? You still going to get the respect from me as a single person, but don't be trying to step over your boundaries because I'm single still. I'm out here single. You ain't putting no title on nothing. Don't check me. Check your mama. Because you can't check me. I'm saying if we just fuck buddies, then I'm single. We just boning, I'm single. We just establishing that we've been doing this monogamy thing together, but I really don't want to date you right now. We just trying to figure this out. I'm single. I'm single technically until I get married. Let's be realistic. But when I get a relationship, but at the same time, respect my singleness. Unless you want to take the necessary stuff, don't try to be. But see, people do. It's what people do. Well, I'm single. You single. But I need to make sure that you ain't talking to nobody else. But I'm gonna do what I want to do. But I'm going to go through and check your phone, make sure you ain't doing nothing out of whack. But I'm going to still, you feel me? Like, nah,
yeah. Your position.
That's too.
Let's go back to that.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Yeah.
He should have never, for one, fella, he should never picked up your phone, dog. That is a moment of silence for him picking up your phone because that is just out of control. Fellas, y'all picking up phones? Y'all going through phones? Y'all be so mad when females go through y'all phones.
I don't give a fuck.
Listen, I ain't going through nobody's phone at time no more. I did that before and it was overrated.
Hey, look, I'm talking about, listen, my message logs is you dig, look, I don't clear shit.
I have a lock on my phone because iPhone made me. But before that, I ain't got no lock on my phone.
I ain't had nothing on
my phone. And people be like, why don't you have a lock on your phone? If he want to go through my phone, he's going to be mad. I'm going to be realistic because, you know, I'm single again. If you see that picture somebody sent me, you're going to get a rude awakening about that picture that somebody sent me. So I'm going to pop out in your face or something else. Like, stuff like that, when I get in a relationship, I delete all that. You feel me? I'll clear
it. My shit's bad. Hey, I'm married. I don't clear my shit out.
I'm gonna start fresh though. I'm gonna clear my pictures out. Them pictures are disrespectful for me to hold on to.
I'm gonna tell you. You want your wife put a password on my shit?
Why?
Because my shorty put one on hers.
Well.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, so I'm like, shit, fuck it. But listen, man, like my kids, grandkids play on the phone. My kids, what's your phone? They grab my phone, play music and shit. But I ain't got shit to hide. I don't jump. Oh, wait a minute, still waiting for my phone. Hey, shit, motherfucker. I leave it around. You know what I'm saying? I can't say it about somebody else, but I leave my shit around. I'm like, it's a phone. Fuck it.
But the thing about it is, you shouldn't go through nobody's phone.
Yeah.
Childish. It's overrated. And I think it's
you're going to find what you're looking for.
That's
what the old folks say. When you go digging, you're going to find it. You know what I'm saying?
Just ask me if somebody else has texted me. I'm going to tell you, yeah, he'd be in my inbox. You want me to lie to you for? Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. Don't do it, you feel me? Like, don't do it. Because, see, here's...
Hey, but listen. Now, I'm going to tell you. Us as men, and I'm speaking for us, sometimes we ask y'all just to see if y'all going to tell the motherfucking truth. Now, 9 times out of 10, majority of them, they going to lie through their motherfucking teeth. You heard me?
Listen, let me tell y'all. My last relationship, he went through my phone. And let me tell y'all what happened. All right, listen. I was at like the end of my relationship, and I was tired. And I told him, "Listen, you got to get it together. We not gonna make it." Like, and I was. This is how I learned stuff. I was wrong because I was texting my ex. You feel me? He was like, his knees hurt. I was like, "Oh, you need me to massage your knee for you?" Blah blah. And then he asked me about it. I said, "You see the text message? Clearly, I sent the text message. Clearly, there's no secret that I sent the text message." I said, "But if you want," I said, "I can quit this, but you got to do your part in this relationship because you're failing as a man in this relationship. I'm going to work and doing all this, and you staying at home doing the laundry. Listen. We got to play some roles. We need some money around here. You feel me? I owned up to it. I mean, we're supposed to lie. Nah, when I was gonna go massage his knee, probably. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I sent the text message. So what do you? Which knee? Both of them. It might have been the other one too. I didn't go through with it, but you know, it hurt his feelings. It hurt my feelings to see his feelings so hurt like that. And I was like, damn, I don't want you to cry. I don't want you hurt. I don't want none of that. So can we work on it? Can you try to get it together then? If you don't want me to do this, get it together. But, I mean, I learned from my mistakes. You feel me? I definitely learned from my mistakes. I definitely haven't been a perfect mate. I definitely haven't, you know, been a perfect person. I still ain't perfect. But, you know what I'm saying? I've had my rough patches. And I own up to my shit. So listen, though, this is what I want to talk about, too. I had another topic.
What's the other
one? Somebody inboxed me a screenshot of somebody's status. The person's status said, a woman who talks about sex on social media is just fuckable.
That's not always true.
Like, pause. So if I talk about sex on social media, I'm just fuckable. For one, nobody puts their full life on social media. So you really don't know that person. Just because a person talks about sex doesn't mean a thing. And it's funny, people still to this day ask me why I post sex statuses. And I have a simple answer. I'm sending you the link to my page. Go look. This is what you see. Because people assume that I'm just doing this for... No, I'm not doing it for attention. I post sex statuses because my page has been created for my show, Nene and Night, which is a sex talk show. That's what my page is dedicated to. If you want to know anything else about me, you got to get to know me and figure it out. But if you go back, if you want to meddle and go back on my page a couple years ago, you'll see all my political statuses, the stuff I'm really into, too. But my page is dedicated. People don't pay attention. People don't really know why people post a status. If a dude posts he's horny, it's okay. If a girl posts she's horny, it's a problem.
I know that.
That's what people act like. But see, then here's the only problem I see. Because I was talking to somebody earlier. The only problem I see is that when you do post on horny, don't get mad when somebody slides in your inbox. Listen, you posted you was horny. You posted it. You did. You said you was horny. He was trying to help you. He was trying to help you out. Don't get mad. Just decline. If you don't want him, just say, I wasn't posting that for you, wrong person. In their defense, it's usually the bum that writes them and says something. It's usually the real bummy. He know he a bum. He know he's a bum. It's usually a bum that writes and says something about, you know what I'm saying? But be prepared for that type of stuff. But I feel like if you're a lady, you can talk about sex all you want to. You're a grown-ass woman. You can talk about sex. You can talk about whatever you want to because it's your social media. That doesn't make you less of a woman because you talk about it. That doesn't mean that you don't know anything else. But people take social media and run with it. That must be how she is. That must be who she is. That must be... And see, I'm quick. I'll hurt your feelings. Because anybody that thinks that... Somebody told me I talk about sex too much. It's my page. My page is dedicated to my show.
That's what we do.
I talk about sex. So therefore, that's what you get. But don't make me hurt your feelings with all the knowledge that I really do know. Because you'll be crying. And I'm going to make you look stupid that you thought I only talked about sex. You thought that sex was all I knew.
Can you get on that level?
I'm going, what you mean, can I get on that level? I can get on any level I need to get on. I don't put,
I don't. Articulate for them.
Oh, articulate ain't the word.
I like to. Every now and then I like to switch it up myself, too.
I can completely go there. I can completely shut you down, period. Don't, because here's the thing. I'm an educated black woman. I can talk about sex, and I'm educated. And I, you know what I'm saying? I got a real job. I go to work. You know what I'm saying? Just because she posts about sex, that doesn't mean that's who she is. Well, politics is my degrees are in. Right. So you feel me? So that's my area.
I say it first.
Yeah, I'm educated. Yeah. I'm educated on the politics. You feel me? I can shut them down on the politics. Don't try to talk politics. We can shut you all the way down. You feel me? Like people, and then people be like, "Oh, you have degrees? The fuck you thought this was?" I'm not one of the people that walk around talking big, using big words all day because I don't have to. Listen, I'm still from the hood. I'm still me. I'm smart, but I'm going to act the way I want to act because that's what I do. I'm not going to change the way I act because society wants me to act a certain way.
Mm.
Society. That's how I feel about society. And I'm never going to do that because my mama told me that I can do whatever I wanted to do. And that's the only society that I needed was my mama's permission. And she said, okay, I'm going to be real. My daddy didn't even matter after my mama said okay. My mama said okay, we was good. We was running with it. You hear me? She had no problems. I ain't care what nobody else said. I ain't got time. So, but women, you can talk about sex. Don't let these fellas tell you can't talk about sex. You just fuckable. If you think a woman's just fuckable because she talks about sex, then that means you just fuckable because that's what you talk about too. Because fellas talk about sex all the time. Who's up? We know what who's up is. Who's up me? It's the way they put it. The physical. But no, they said it was based off conversation is what I'm saying. It wasn't, they said women who talk about sex are only fuckable. That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
A girl can have a dope-ass body or fucked-up-ass face. She's fuckable. But you ain't gonna date her, you ain't gonna show her off, you ain't gonna take no pictures with her on Facebook.
In a nutshell, man, I always think it's a woman that's insecure. Like, yeah, men are very insecure. I don't care what nobody's saying.
It's because of the woman that made them that way.
Definitely.
The problem with some of these women is they don't take responsibility for their shit they do.
We take responsibility. It's a few.
You know, you did.
But hey, let's be real with that fuckable thing. There's only some guys who are just fuckable too.
That's what I tell
listen, here's the thing. People always say they want they go by personality first, this and that. Listen, when you first see somebody, you see them. Looks is what you go off first. Okay, what anybody says, when you see someone, you see, I don't care if they meet you on Facebook, you go look at their profile picture. You look at someone before you do anything. So initially, it's always attraction. And you, it's always, let's be realistic, it's always sexual attraction. Because you know right then and there whether you would fuck that person or not. Now, that doesn't mean that you would. There are other, then, you know, once you start talking to the person, you'd be like, oh, he's dumb. I wouldn't touch him with a box of rocks. It does flip around. It does change. But looks always come first. I'm coming up. I don't know how people keep saying that other stuff comes first. When you meet somebody, you don't know, oh, they have a dope person. How do you know? You don't even know him. You looked at him and said, oh, he's fine. Oh, she's sexy. Or, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's the initial thing. Quit lying to yourselves. Quit lying. Don't mean he's not
for nobody else at all.
Just because the person, and that's true. Just and y'all be trying that. Well, he was this. He was a dog to me. He could be a king to her and be a dog to you. You don't know what this person is doing for this next person, because this person might bring out something else, and then this person might be right for them. Y'all always got to understand that just because one person was bad for you and treated you bad, don't mean they're going to treat the next person bad. Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't let nobody tell y'all that. Because, and don't listen to the hoopla of Facebook. Just because somebody was out there on Facebook real talking, they'd be like, well, girl, he this, this, and that. He could have changed. Or she's this, she could have changed. I don't care what nobody say. Don't keep listening to people and letting people tell y'all about y'all mates and who y'all dating. That's why people, and you know what I'm saying? Just put just enough on the internet. Don't put your whole relationship on the internet. Listen, some of y'all put too much on the internet about y'all relationships. Ain't nobody got time for that. I mean, you can post a picture if you want to. It's on you. But some of y'all put too much out there. You don't think he's... You don't, hold on. Hold on. So you don't think your man's attractive at all? You don't think he's cute a little bit? Like you don't think he's cute just a little bit? Like, just a little bit? Because I feel like even if you look at somebody and be like, because I've looked at people on Facebook and he all right. And we've had a conversation, and his personality has brought him up from all right to I would talk to him. Like, his personality has brought him up. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be like, oh, you find attraction. I've met people that are in, and I'm like, okay, I'll give them a chance. They're not really what I would usually go for. They're not usually what I would do, but, huh? Mediocre. Yeah, you know, they are. Right. But their personality brings them from her to her because of who they are. But they look like something. You feel me? A little bit. I know that, but, like, but you think your man's cute now, right? I know you love his personality, but 2 years later, you don't look at him and be like, damn, he's cute now? Like, his personality just make him just like the shit now to you? Like, the shit? Because, I mean, you know, in this dating game, I've been single for a minute, so I give or take a couple of things here. Well, let me try him and see what I can do. And then he turns out to be an asshole, and I'm like, you just too ugly to be an asshole. You can't do that. You got to be nice. Like, you can't act the way you thought you was going to act.
Because you got to have confidence in yourself, though.
No, but you don't have to act like an a-hole, because I'm going to tell you that you was really ugly, and I was trying to be nice, but now you're an a-hole.
He ain't going to say, and if he's confident and cocky, he ain't going to say you ain't
going to behave. Okay, so Deidre, I get that. I completely understand that. Yeah, okay, so... You feel me? So now you think he... Because personality can bring somebody who, at first, you was like, eh. But y'all become... A lot of times, you become friends with people who are, eh. And then they become, whose personality, everything, And y'all start dating. It happens. So I understand that. Yeah. And they wasn't a person you was initially attracted to, but once you, in that case, yeah. But I'm talking about when you just see somebody, initially, sometimes you standoffish with that person, even if you thought they would, you'd be like
co-workers.
Yeah. And you might think your coworker was, you might think your coworker was ugly at first, but then you started talking to him because y'all work together, y'all get to know each other, y'all around each other. Oh, yeah, and anything could change it. I'm talking about initially, you didn't think they was cute. I don't care what nobody said. Initially, you still looked at them and was like, eh. But sometimes you're like, let me just give it a try and see what happens.
I don't look at nobody's looking no more.
I look at everybody's looks. You have to be somewhat of a, you don't have to be, you don't have to be Prince Charming to me, but you gotta be somebody that I would at least look at. And then, you know what I'm saying? But if you come at me real nice, I might just be like, sure, let's see what can happen. He's shorter than you. You know, I'm Deidre, I'm scared of that. Mm-hmm. But my Prince Charming might be short. But I'm 5'5". It's hard to find somebody shorter than me. It's really hard to find somebody shorter than me. It's really hard.
Get in that bed, nigga.
But you know what? If I'm going, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, I like tall guys, but I'm giving a taking on the height. Because I talked to a guy, hollered at a guy, was like 5'8". That's pretty short. I'm only 5'5". He's shorter than me. We got to talk about it. But Prince Charming, my Prince Charming, see, I got Deidre. I'm going to work on this, Deidre. I'm trying to get like you. I'm going to work on this because I like the fact that you went, because I always say, I made a status, and it's true, that the person that's right for you may not look like what you thought they were going to look like. They may be completely different than what you thought they was going to look like, and then you don't change that, then you won't know. So yeah, I need to, you know, I'm giving and taking on some things since I've been single for so long. Some things I won't. Listen. If he can't spell, no. No, I'm too old to tutor.
You got a pencil type. I'm too old to tutor.
Facebook, no. Here's my problem. This is my problem when it comes to spelling. No. They do it a lot. Here's my problem. Facebook corrects your spelling. Don't correct it wrong. Don't make it go back to the wrong thing when the internet corrected you. Why? The internet.
It did not let you.
No, listen, some people just can't spell. Like, okay, I get people when they, okay, listen, this is one of my biggest things. When people be like, I want to go to TWO. Listen, dog, that is just not going, listen, you know that TWO don't work. I'll let you slide on T-O or T-O-O, but TWO, though, we got to do that? We really have to do that?
Ebonics.
And then if I send it back to you right, and you still send it back to me wrong, we got a problem.
It might be Ebonics.
No. If I send you, if you misspell and I send it back to you right, and then you still send it back to me wrong, no, listen. I know the difference between Ebonics, and I just don't know. There's a difference.
When we out here in the studio and we record and stuff, I deal with a lot of rappers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Rappers speak Ebonics.
Right, and they.
But I shouldn't have to decipher your text message. I should not have to decipher your whole text message and not realize
it. You don't never have to decipher mine, do you?
No, but like if it's Ebonics is one thing, but if I have to sit there and be like, Mika, I ask my people, I'll be like, Mika, what does this say? Mika be like, I don't know. Well, if you don't know and I don't know, then we can't, I don't understand. But there's a difference between Ebonics and something else. Who said the phone did it? Who is on
my page? Yeah, sometimes the phone.
Pause. Who's on my page? Mika, did you just type that? Keidra, get off my page. Keidra, get off the... She's typing from my Nene at Night page. What is it? Get him a speak and spell.
Hey, Ebonics. Hey, she love him. She get him Ebonics. Hooked on Ebonics. Works for me.
Hooked on Phonics works for me.
Nah, hooked on Ebonics.
Man. Hey, listen. If I got to get him a leapfrog... my child spells most of the words right because the phone corrects her. And I know she don't know how to spell half these words. Ain't no way that we gonna keep letting some stuff right. And
who's that chick that you talked to on the phone? What's her name? Siri, spell this.
And Google will tell you how to spell. You just, if you don't know how to spell a word, if I don't know how to spell a word, I go to Google and I type it in Google first, and Google corrects me. But if it's not
10 or more letters though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If it's not, but you can't literally spell every single word wrong that we listen, dog, if I have to decipher your text message, it is not going to work. This situation can't work. It's not gonna happen. I don't care how much money you get. Yeah, I don't care nothing because Listen, Floyd Mayweather couldn't have came to me and said, let's date. No, dog. You can't
what?
Read.
Money Mayweather?
I don't care about his money. You can't read and you
saying,
can't spell.
I didn't say his money. I said Money Mayweather.
Yeah, no, you couldn't come to me and be like, let's date. No, dog. Can you spell? Can you read? No, I don't care about your money. Can you spell and can you read? My child has to be around you. You're going to mess my child up.
I wonder how he negotiate them contracts. I'm going to pay much cover.
He negotiated the contract because they put how much money on. He ain't got no how to. Listen, he don't have to know how to read. Let's be realistic. He got a lawyer. He got a lawyer to negotiate his contract. His lawyer know how to read, don't he? His lawyer knows how to read. His manager knows how to read. You don't got to know how to read to.
That's how Don King got
to see all them numbers. You ain't got the. And that's one of my things with Floyd Mayweather. Listen, he can't read or whatever, I guess, but he ain't got to read. If he really can't read, he ain't got to. Shit, he know how much dollar signs that is. He got money. Who cares? He can have somebody read for him. Listen, the people I talk to can't do that. So therefore, if you can't spell, come back to me again when you can. I can't have you putting up a Facebook status and tagging me in it, and then I have to untag myself and tell my people not to follow you because
I'm going to misspell it.
Please don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Listen, spelling third matters. Spelling matters.
Instead of saying third, I'm gonna spell that
third. Hey, listen, hold on. Kedra, get off of the Nene and Night page and go to your regular page. You are typing from the Nene and Night page, Kedra. You gonna read? Listen, I'm not reading for nobody. I gotta read for my daughter. She's 8, and she not only gotta read for her. No, but listen, I love you. Listen, I think that now see something like that's just funny and cute. I love you. I would just think you as being funny. You have to spell like that every time, and I would just be like, do you know how to spell love or not? You feel me? Like, you know, like it's horrible. I would. Yeah, it's horrible. I will give you examples. It's been rough out here in these streets, okay?
He said he loved you.
Being single's been rough in these streets when people can't spell. It's rough. I have to keep some of my
That's why they need another half, so the other half can translate. Mm-hmm. Rough in these
streets, period. No. But listen, we've been on here for like an album. We're going to get up off her.
Time fly when you're having fun. We're
going to get up off her. I'm going to be back next week, you feel me? Y'all make sure that y'all share my page, my Nene and Night page. Like it, share it. Spread the word, because I'm going to start going live from this page because, it's time. It's time to bring this page to life. So share it, like it, tell your friends, like it, tell your mama, your daddy to like it. If your daddy's cute, tell him to slide in my inbox. No, I'm just playing. But like it and share it.
If your grandmama got retirement fund and pension plan, tell her to holler at me. I'm looking for sponsorship.
Tax season, I'm
saying. Tax season. We out of here.